11 days after the Metrolink commuter crashed head-on with a Union Pacific freight train in the San Fernando Valley, U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer held a legislative briefing in Washington, D.C. with Metrolink and other transportation officials.
What are the interim steps? What are the interim steps?
Boxer and fellow Senator Dianne Feinstein pushed for new safety measures that could take effect immediately.
Now, Senator Feinstein was trying to get at the interim step of having more people on the alert right there in the front of the train watching for these signals. What's wrong with that?
Metrolink Chairman Ron Roberts said company executives started discussing that option in the days following the crash.
Putting another engineer in each cab on the lines that are single track and share with freight railways. So we already thought about that, in fact.
And 3 days later, Metrolink board members approved adding an engineer as a second set of eyes in the control cab. The board also recommended updating Metrolink's emergency response plans.
Metrolink has killed more people per miles run than any other railroad, commuter railroad in the states in recent history.
Railroad litigation attorney Edward Feaster Jr. spoke to a handful of people at a recent meeting in Simi Valley about the legal process for victims.
So that people could make appropriate decisions to protect themselves and their rights.
Feaster Jr.'s firm, Hildebrand McLeod & Nelson, represented dozens of victims and their families in Metrolink's other recent train crashes. Placentia, 6 years ago, and Glendale, nearly 3 years ago. Another partner at the firm, Victor Russo, says Metrolink is notorious for putting its bottom line before safety.
Because we've been hearing for years from engineers, conductors, people who maintain the tracks that they're overworked, they're spread too thin, and they're forced to cut corners.
Lawyers at Hildebrand McLeod & Nelson expect settlements with victims could top the current $200 million cap on compensation for passenger train crashes. Two-time crash survivor Richard Miles didn't talk about money when he was released from the hospital 6 days after the Chatsworth crash, just about his luck.
Well, unlucky to be involved in two different crashes.
Miles says he considers train travel safe overall, but says it's too early to know whether he'll ever feel safe enough to climb on board again. Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein described the Chatsworth crash as horrible. They led the move to push for comprehensive rail safety regulation. Speaking at that legislative briefing in Washington, D.C. shortly after the crash, Feinstein explained why she was pushing for automatic braking on commuter railroads.
Approximately 50% of the L.A.-San Diego Amtrak corridor is single track. And this is the second most highly traveled corridor in the United States.
The Rail Safety Improvement Act gives commuter railroads 7 years to implement the changes. The measure is still awaiting President George Bush's signature. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.